Dreams. Let's think about that for a minute. Dreams. Dreams. I have a question. What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? Think about that for a minute. What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? See, I believe that God is requiring us to have that kind of faith. What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? Would you write that story inside of you, though it's hard for you to spell? Would you apply for that job or be a CEO, even though you've been in jail? Would you challenge yourself to be healthier and stop competing with a scale? What's sad is that most of us see our dreams in front of us, but we won't follow that trail. So numb with fear, we couldn't touch with braille. So the older we get, the more our misery swells, like gout or a throat allergic to fish with shells. Because many of us have put down our God-given dreams and we picked up the American dream. That took years off of your life, and now you realize it's the American scheme that has been marketed so well that it's now the American theme that have most people neglecting the journey of purpose only to acquire a few things, like a house, which in many cases is a whole lot bigger than what we really need, as if it, a white picket fence, and a luxury car are the only reasons why we breathe. Well, you might as well add a boat to that list because they've shipped half of American jobs overseas. Got most of us climbing up this invisible ladder with the ridiculous notion that size is what matters when it's really the motion. No pun intended. I'm talking about the motion behind your faith for which you've been apprehended. See, in baseball, the letter K, it stands for strikeouts. But I guess since your company gave you 401 of them, in turn you gave them whiteout to cover up the things that you're passionate about with promotions, they put your sight out. Then you bring that hatred home with you and you expect your family to take the spite out. But when they can't fulfill the void in you, it leads to one big fight out. Now, how are you going to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world if you allow the very world to put your light out?